Now, what do you get when you combine good food, great wine, and the crisp country air? I'm, of course, talking about the Orange Food Week. Orange Food Week is back for its 27th year with local producers from the region coming together for a jam-packed 10-day festival of food and frivolity. To find out more, we are this morning joined by the president of the Orange Food Week and owner of Cargo Road Wines, James Sweetapple. James, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Sam.
Now, your story began in the Orange region in about 1997 when you and your business partners purchased Cargo Road Vineyard. What was it about the region that made you want to set up shop there?
Well, I grew up in Sydney and got involved in agriculture, and one thing led to another, and I was introduced to the wine industry. And I looked at various regions, and really, Orange was the best spot. It had the right climate. It had a developing market. There were other very good wine regions that a young man such as myself just couldn't afford to get into.
Mm.
So 20 years ago, got into the Orange region, and I could see the huge potential. And Food Week had been running 7 years, and the place was starting to get on the map, and the local joke is, yes, we are an overnight success. It's only taken 27 years.
I think that that's wonderful. And it has become such a huge success. It is the longest running regional food festival in Australia. What do you think it is about the produce in Orange that makes it so unique and kind of popular?
I think we're being a small to medium region, you're still dealing with the producer. It's not big market farms. It's small, medium people doing things that they are truly, deeply passionate about growing, making, producing.
Mm. I guess it's also being able to have that connection as well directly to the producer, not through conglomerates and trucks and God knows what that takes it all around the country.
I mean, we're all conscious of food miles. Getting all that together and combining it with the climate we've got, or the climate we had, it's a good area to grow many, many things.
Now, you mentioned there that when you first came to Orange, the festival had been going for 7 years. How did you get involved with Orange Food Week?
Yeah, it was when I moved to Orange. I was a newbie, didn't know many people, and it's interesting, as a young person, and I jackarooed around many places, there are a couple of quick inroads to get to meet people. There's if you're a young fellow, rugby club or sport clubs, the church for some people, the art gallery. I found we've got a fantastic regional art gallery, has exhibitions once a month, and food, wine and nibbles. So you can see there's a theme of food and wine for myself. You meet lots of people, and then local community groups. There was the wine industry group that were helping the wineries and vignerons promote wine and grow wine, and then there was the food group. So about 26 years ago, I started on the food group and started on the wine group as a very young person, and looked up to some very good leaders, some who are still in the game with us, and did my time, learnt what we're doing, why we're doing it, and the baton got passed on.
It seems like such an incredible organisation to be a part of, not just because of how long-standing and how popular it has become, but because of, as you're saying there, the community that's been built around it and the community that's been built because of it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Now, one thing that both Cargo Road Wines, your label, and the Orange Food Week take very, very seriously is sustainability and environmentally friendly practices. The festival last year became the first to be accredited for sustainability from the International Organization of Standardization. Why was that accreditation so important for you? Why do you think that these sustainable practices are so important, especially in regional towns like Orange?
Yeah, I touched on it a moment ago. Our climate is changing. I'm running my property holistically. Coming out of the city 30-odd years ago and sort of watching the change, loving the country, but seeing great change, and I've seen severe change this year with the climate again. Realised something needed to be done. I got introduced to holistic management 6 years ago, which your listeners can Google and find out about Alan Savory and holistic management and get more in depth there. And I realised we've got to stop doing what we've always been doing. If we keep doing that, we'll always get what we always got.
Absolutely.
A lot of farmers have a gully where they dump all their rubbish during the year and burn it in winter.
Wow.
And that's car tyres and plastic drums and so on and so on. We and our friends in the city now have three different garbage bins and they're sorting it. We can do the same. And looking at the event and the amount of garbage every event creates, I thought this is not good. What can we do about it? Composting is important for the soil. So two years ago, the major event, Forage, we implemented that all of the material that your food comes on was biodegradable. The wine glass that you get is recyclable. We don't give you a wine glass at every plastic wine glass at every spot. We give you a souvenir wine glass to take with you.
Fantastic.
And last year, we spotted the mistake we'd made the previous year. We gave everybody a plastic water bottle and explained to them, right, we're looking after our garbage. Please take the water bottle with you. But after a 4 kilometre walk and various bits of food and various bits of wine, people seemed to forget that and just put it in the garbage bin. And my friends and I had to sort through 37 garbage bins.
Oh, gosh.
So we got smart. And we have got nice stainless steel water bottles that
beautiful.
They take home and use in their car and use wherever they want.
See, this is so fantastic. And to take something that could produce so much waste as a food and wine festival, something where disposable seems like the easiest option and disposable seems like the way to go, to take that and then completely turn it on its head and really go in with a sustainable mind is so fantastic to hear. Another thing that I thought was really interesting was the food train that's running from Sydney out to Orange as well. Another way to experience, I guess, the festival, but also maybe save on petrol, save some cars on the road, get a bit of mass transportation happening. I think that's absolutely wonderful as well.
It is. We didn't realise when we started it how important that was. I think the food train's been going for 6 years. People love to be organised, not have to think too much. And so it is all, everything's set out for you. Yes, you get some free time. You get very easy inroads into good restaurants and back doors into orchards, meeting orchardists. You get guaranteed tickets to the Forage event that sells out. And then when we started doing our ISO 20121 accreditation, we realised that the biggest problem we have having a regional festival is basically everybody has to drive here. And that causes big carbon problems. But the food train is a big plus, that you've got 41 people all on one vehicle, plus all the other people in the vehicle. So that's very helpful, and we are going to encourage as many people to look at trains, look at buses, look at carpooling, to get to Orange to save our carbon issue. That's the biggest single contributor to the Food Week event. And
Wow. And
you do have to realise that, okay, there are some things you can fix and change. Being regional, we're expecting people to come from Sydney, Newcastle, Wollongong,
Canberra
and other states. So there is a necessity for them to drive, but if we can reduce the number of vehicles that come. That's a big favour for us and the environment.
Absolutely. Then while you're there, you can party hard, enjoy your food and your wine, and not have to really worry about having to get behind the wheel. So it's safe and happy for everybody. James, it sounds like the most incredible and unique event as well. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for your time.